Hi, everyone.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm glad we made it onto the call. There's been some technical issues with Zoom and like auto-enabling meeting rooms or
meeting rooms, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was a little concerned that we wouldn't make it and I'd have to like scramble and get Zoom figured.
I did read, by the way, just because I have this at my university, is that they had the whole waiting room passcode thing enabled, and they've kind of rolled that back. So you can probably change that. So just so you know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to look at it after this call, actually, because it affected a call earlier today, which Jeffrey was on. And I assume you all were able to find another line. Maybe.
Yeah. Matteo had a line, so we used it. But it was complicated because his line didn't have cloud record. So Matteo Mazzi Marco Mazzi recorded it to his computer.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because from there you could upload it to Vimeo, and he knows how to
it
do
it. It worked
that.
Out, but it was a bit complicated.
Started. Okay. Well, these are normal technical hiccups. They just keep coming.
Is it a worldwide thing? No. I'm just asking because I'm going on to another workshop. I told you, I have to skip out. So now I wonder if my other workshop doesn't work, I'll come back.
Well, Mercury is retrograde, just so you know. It started today, so.
we didn't need anything extra piling on to screw things up for us, is my feeling.
No, nobody does. You're right. Yes. So, yes.
But, well, it's good to see everybody. I am aware then that we with Mary, you only have about 30 minutes or less now.
I plan to listen in on it after, though, so if you think of something that you want to say to me later, you can.
We know where to find you.
Yeah.
That looks like a nice porter you got there. Maybe a stout?
This is Zacavesa. It's out again. Stone Zacavesa. It is a Mexican hot chocolate stout. So it's an imperial, but it's got pepper in it. So that's my favorite kind of stout. So when I saw it in the store, I went, they've changed the packaging, but I know it anywhere. So
yeah. They had a coffee stout you could get here that I quite liked, but can't find it anymore. So
it's funny how they do that with stout. They make it like limited edition or they don't have things, but I'm like, you know, it's wonderful. Like, why do they do that? But they could sell so much more, because here, like, we have people like coming up from other parts of the state to buy it up in droves, you know, and like, you know, just put it out, you know. Like, but anyway, that's sort of beside the topic of the meeting, but you know, it's just
Well, that's okay. Yeah, it was just looking good to me right about now, and I finally am like succumbing. I just wanted to sleep all day, and that I haven't typically been that way. I've been pretty active. I've had probably the busiest couple of months in memory, but my brother has moved to Colorado. I found him a house, got him here at the last minute, like the last day. He had to get here on a deadline to make an appointment as well. But his ride, the person who was going to his co-drive with him, bailed out. So he didn't want to drive across by himself, which is doable, but it is a stressful drive. So we had to get his car shipped, got to get him here. And then I was worried about COVID, and we got went from the airport to get tested. And both were negative, fortunately. And then it's just been getting him moved in and, getting furnishings, etc., fixing up our houses. It's an old house like this one. Anyway, so that's just on the personal front. I feel fatigue is catching up with me. But what's nice is that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that, you know, we're getting toward the last part of the year, which is, I think, good. And I feel that some things have to resolve. Like, there's got to be some release from the global tension. And maybe that comes with, you know, the second wave of coronavirus and with the U.S. presidential election, and you know, who knows what other kinds of like unpredictable events. But it definitely seems like the intensity level is ratcheting up, and that like with any kind of fever or any kind of chaotic state, like it doesn't last forever. Like there's a, there's some kind of denouement to it, and it doesn't mean that like the story is over, but sort of a new chapter begins. And I'm feeling in my personal life a new chapter is beginning, but there's also this correspondence with the global where, you know, collectively we're like being initiated. And so perhaps our, you know, little editorial project here is, has something to do with that. I think it, that was our intent when we began, and we've started to publish now. We've gone a couple of weeks, kind of quietly, but nonetheless, a few poems, and then today the Synaptic Tides. We have more scheduled, and we have a few pieces left to actually, I think, fully, you know, more fully discuss. So why don't we come up with an agenda? I have a few things I wanna talk about, but we can kind of put those together with whatever you all have, and maybe work through it for, you know, the things that Mary would have an interest in at first, and then circle to the other stuff. What do y'all, what'd you say?
Sounds good.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I'll just lay out what I've got. Wanted to talk about just an update on See You in Our Dreams by Maya. I haven't finished reading it, but I've gone a bit further into it, and I know Jeffrey was looking at it. Andrea's poems, which I've read and have some thoughts on. Becoming Aware, the piece about Gebser and UFOs. If we have time, there's a couple things on the forum that I think might be interesting to maybe draw upon for potential future publications. And what do you all have?
I have two people that I asked for revisions that haven't got back to me with those revisions yet. So I'm starting to wonder if I should nudge them. I've got Karen and Yoav, who both said they would work on it and get back to me.
In what century? Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know that these things always take longer than you think they will, but I think it can't hurt maybe to ask them for more. Ask them, just check in, ask them how it's going.
Sounds good. Yeah, we could begin thinking about next year as well, and next spring, and what the next you know, publishing cycle would look like, if, you know, for pieces like this. I mean, if they're like me or any of us, they probably have a lot of other stuff going on, and it may be hard to really just bring focus to completing those pieces, or just the alchemy may not be right yet. I know that's the case for me. Like, I have a kind of order of things. I have to meet prerequisites before I can sort of gain the time or the access to be able to complete certain projects.
So I was looking at the calendar and noticing that we have bookings for the next 2 weeks, but after that there's nothing. So we need to think about what we're going to do in 2 weeks. You know, obviously
we have James Geddes on the 28th.
That's partly related to the things, the people who haven't responded or the follow-up stuff. So,
okay. Well, maybe we could at least add a week or two to that by the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have James Geddes on the 28th, so we do have that. But I guess that is a couple weeks, isn't it? I'm feeling
that's part of the 2 weeks.
We're not. Yeah.
October is just slipping through our fingers.
Yeah,
I've been on vacation for a week, so I've been, that's why I said last week, I was like, oh, we don't have a meeting? No, right. It's every second Wednesday. It's not, you know, it's not necessarily this one. I have, I think I've got three pieces in the hopper. I've got the one that came out Monday, which was the Patrick Carlos, which he's delighted about. I mean, he posted on Facebook and everything else. He's so excited. He's so happy. He loves Metapsychosis. You know, he's so glad we published him, you know, so.
You got the line spacing kind of like, it looks like relatively orderly.
I'll tell you, I did do it in verse like you suggested. And but those lines did not transfer the right way. So I had to manually, I just had to keep going back and forth between the text and the other to make sure that I had everything spaced right. And thankfully it worked out. But that was just the one poem. The other ones were pretty, you know, straightforward. There was just the one where he had it, the boxing one where he had it kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And other than that, yeah, it's still, it was better. You're right. It was better than the pre-formatted, but I don't know. I still had to do a little manual manipulation there. So, but it wasn't a big deal. I just took care of that. And yeah, I think I have everything set up for the next, I think next week is Gasp, I think we have next week, next Monday. And then on the 28th, we have the James Geddes piece, the kind of, you know, dropping acid piece. My piece is on
Wednesday next week, so, which I still have to do this little modification that Mary asked for, so. But I've been completely swamped for the last week or more, and will be swamped for the next week because I had a thesis that I had to finish reading and write up a report on that was quite demanding that I just finished today, and I have another thesis due for next week that I have to read, and I don't have to write a report on it, but I have to do the, you know, ask questions at the defense, and so I have to have read it before I go to the defense
or sit. That is a big deal. That's a big deal.
And those they take all the time I've got extra, you know. Plus, I had this. I'm working on this for my brother's company. This submission for developing an app to support first responders who have a high suicide rate to help them deal with, you know, whatever issues that lead to suicide. So it's another big, big application. So I've been working on that this week as well. So time to read. So I'm behind on all the reading. I'm behind on my own writing as well. So
yeah, and there's that. All right. Is there respite on the horizon?
Well, after the thesis defense next week, I will no longer have that. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to say yes for another submission for my brother's company, and so I'll be back to the reading and my own writing from middle of next week on.
Yeah, we have to really be judicious and picking kind of what we take on, I think. I mean, everything takes time, and to do things well takes, you know, more time. And I think we want to do things well, you know, as a journal. Particularly as we move more toward print as, you know, too, there you really can't, there isn't as much room for error, you know, as online there is. And it's just expected online too, that people look at things on different devices, they're going to look differently. There's a different kind of attention that people bring to pieces, different expectations and standards. I like what we've taken on, what we have like in the hopper or in the pipeline. But I'm also feeling drawn to like completing what we've, you know, what we've started or what is already growing, what has already taken root in, you know, on the platform, which I hope that, you know, as this fever, you know, this kind of collective fever breaks, that it'll open up a lot of space to, you know, to develop the kind of large, long-term projects that many of us are working on. Do you want to be more specific, Jeffrey, about what you haven't read so that we could check those items off or kind of decide how to deal with them?
Well, I haven't moved on the Maya one, you know, beyond what I had read before the last time we talked. And I haven't moved on the UFO one either, even though I figured out what I wanted to do with it. So I have a plan for how to deal with it, but I haven't made progress on it.
Is there anything the rest of us could help out by taking on? Like, it sounds like the UFO one, you're already kind of into it, and so it would be disruptive for someone else to...
Yeah, I have very specific ideas about that one.
Yeah. Is there anything else, though, that You could offload.
I just have to read more of the Maya one, I think.
Okay. What are we aiming for with the Maya? Like, we want to all have read it so that we can make some editorial suggestions for her. Is that the?
I guess. I mean, the thought was that that we could serialize it. I'm not sure how open she is to editorial suggestions. apparently she's spent like 13 years on this book or something, or seven or 30, like a quite a long time. And I mean, it shows. The writing is, to me, beautiful. I'm enjoying reading it. I haven't had as much time. I mean, I should have finished it long, you know, already, in a sense, but in another sense, it's about dreams, dreaming. It's an interesting kind of what I can piece together, because it's not totally spelled out. You know, you really have to like infer what's going on. I mean, this is it's set in the future. It's a kind of dystopian, ecotopian. No, that's not the right word. It's set in the near future where, you know, there's massive water shortages, government corporation sort of synthesis has taken over most of I guess life on the planet, and there's this underclass
there are orbital platforms too, I think, isn't that right?
That I didn't catch so much, but I'm sure it was mentioned. She's constructed a world. I mean, it's pretty well evoked, I think. Like, I can get a sense of the reality that we're in, because it extrapolates from contemporary trends. And like, it looks at what would it really be like with like massive water shortages, and where I guess in this idea, there's that there's some conspiracy going on. At least that's what seems to be emerging, where these companies deliberately kind of dissuade people, or like make it appear that regular water is bad and poisoned, and eating things that are grown organically or something is like bad for you, and you have to get everything through the corporation, through these like conglomerate brands. But the story is really about like this kind of connection that these people are having, like these visions that they're receiving, or communications they're receiving from an entity or intelligence called Ariadne, who is associated with Jupiter and seems to be sending these, you know, these insights or intuitive messages to these groups. And they're getting, I guess, ideas about how to respond. And so there's this action, capital A action, that's being formulated amongst this kind of group. And it remains to be seen just what that is or entails. But there's a character named Natalie who seems to be like some kind of genetic anomaly. Like her genetics are mutated, and she's being studied by one of these entities. Some members of this group, they're called the local group. They're artists, and I can get into in the individual characters, but they have people inside, and they're attempting to kind of maybe kidnap her. She's like one of them. She has some connection to dreaming. Anyway, there's a lot to the story. What we're aiming for, though, I think, is, I don't know, maybe it's published, but it's not published. It's in the sense that I have a copy of the book here, nobody's giving it any attention, and it doesn't have any kind of platform. It doesn't have any kind of, it seems, promotion or I know Maya, and I've been working with her on poetry, and she's participated in the forum. So I have a sense for who, what she's about, or her poetics or literary self, and so it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe I'm just working this out myself talking about it, but almost like adopting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like maybe is not a reason to delay about posting. Like we don't, if we're not planning to do any editing, then we don't need to have read it all the way through before we start putting it up.
As I understood, it was a kind of, we have to decide as a group if we're going to take this on. And for that, I kind of felt that you needed to read it.
Okay.
You know, before you do that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's totally reasonable.
Else has read it, says, yes, let's go with it. I'm fine with that. It doesn't have to be me who's read it, you know. But
it's totally reasonable because I've definitely been guilty in the past of just intuitively saying, going with something because I like the direction it seems to be going, but that isn't always the best strategy because things don't always pan out. And also just to be ahead of the reader as editors, you know, I think want to be able to like present the work with foreknowledge of like how best to present it. And I think only can really gain that by reading it ahead of our readership. So I would love to just finish the book. I wish I can just go back to bed and keep reading. That's what I started doing today. If I read it and anybody else starts it and like likes it and feels like, hey, you know, this is a, let's do, you know, let's take this on. Maybe that would be sufficient. What do you think would be, like, what do we need to?
I think somebody needs to finish it. Probably you, Marco, because you're fairly advanced in the book. So that we can at least get a sense of the whole book rather than the first part.
I think so. It's an emergent narrative, for sure. So I still don't know where it's all going. That's probably the wise course of action. I would finish it. You've started it. If anybody else wants to, you know, not only amongst this group, but maybe Doug, for instance, he would probably be a really good reader for this. Maybe Michael. They've actually done sessions specifically working with doing dream work. That's a main thread in this novel. So connecting, weaving those threads together could be something that we do. It could be part of this broader kind of inquiry into dreaming.
I do think that in terms of like, so you were asking about my commitment for time. I think probably I could focus on the UFO one and get that one done next week, even though I've got the thesis to read, because you can't read a thesis for 8 hours a day. It doesn't work. I'll focus on that rather, because I have too many things to focus on and then you don't get anything finished, you know? So
yeah, the system freezes up.
Put aside the Maya one for when I have a little bit more time to read more on it and go to the UFO one and get that one at least finished.
That would be good. I'm eager to publish that one. I know the author, just put that out there. Even though they want to have this, you know, this pen name. It ties into a lot of other threads. So I'm curious what you have in mind for it. There's a lot there. It's a kind of beefy piece.
Guys, I gotta jump off. Yep. So thanks. If I do have time, I will maybe start reading the Maya one as well. And then maybe I can make some good progress. Maybe it can just be
although you're quite busy too, but yeah.
I mean, one of us is bound to get it done eventually. We all try. So I'll watch this recording later. So like I said, if you think of something you want to say to me, just say it. And I'll catch it when this posts. So.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you. Good to see you, Mary. Take care.
Okay. So we talked on about, we'll return, I guess, to becoming aware, the UFO piece. We'll return to see you in our dreams. I'll hopefully get further, you know, substantially further by the next time we talk. And then there's Andrea's poems, which we could discuss. Do you have anything, Bridget?
Like I said, I just had the three. I actually went back and looked at the submissions table, but I'm not seeing what's, because I remember you noticed, you mentioned in the agenda, you know, things that have not been covered yet, but I'm not, I you know, maybe I didn't go far enough down, but I'm not really seeing what hasn't been covered or what hasn't been, like, you know, a decision hasn't been made on it. Like, it's been rejected or it's been, you know, mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that I'll be looking at? Because like I said, I've got one, two, I think it's three pieces. I have the one that came out this past week. I've got Gail next week, and then I have James in about on the 28th. So I've already, that's already set up. It's already ready to go. I just got to, you know, flip it to featured when the time comes. But I haven't seen if there's anything else that I need, that I might potentially need to be looking at. So mm-hmm. If there's something that you would like my help on, it's a rough time right now because I just got, like I said, I've been off for a week. I've been checking. I have one employee who may have COVID. So she's been told by my boss to stay out for the rest of the week. And she's like, well, I'm not going to get tested. I said, yes, you are. let us know what's going on. Cause I guess her daughter has it, but, she hasn't seen her daughter in a month, but her daughter's staying with her partner and the partner comes over. So I'm like, you know, get tested. And then, cause I don't want to come back to work with you if you haven't been tested. And then I have to do, employee evaluations this month. So I'm just, these are all things that I've been off for a week and I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly why I want to quit this job. But, it is what it is right now. And I'm also my novel, The Morrigan, I talked to you about this, Marco, when I saw you like a couple years ago. Was it a year or two ago now? I can't remember.
I think it's been two summers. I think 2018.
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause it was like November. Yeah. Because I was down, for the, AAR conference in Denver. So, yeah, that novel is now finished.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, so I'm doing the art. I did the artwork this week and I'm hoping to put it all together in a form. So I'm working on that as well. Not that that's urgent at this point. I'm just kind of like, okay, when I get it out, cause the distributor is going to give me a problem, I'm sure. So, when it gets out, it gets out.
Are you doing Ingram Spark? Are you going?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are a pain in the backside. So, it's just their whole, they send you a template for your cover and then you do it. And then they're like, oh no, this doesn't really meet, you know, the specifications that we've told you, even though you've done it. And, you know, you go back and forth with them about 40 times before your cover's right. So, and I've got to double check the text again and everything and make sure everything's as I want it. So, so that's all going on right now, but, if there's anything else, I guess my point for metempsychosis is if anything's coming up or if there's any other pieces that I should, you know, jump in on, if it would be helpful if I could pick up or do anything with, I'm happy to do that as long as I know where I can fit that in this fall.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. So we're looking at November, right? So you're doing Repeaters of the String and also Gasp?
And Gasp, yes. Gasp is coming out next week, and I think Repeaters of the String on the 28th.
And then I'm doing Father Spirit on the 26th, and then who's posting Universal Eggs Benedict?
I am.
Okay. And then, that's right, and you posted a couple of images that we discussed.
Yeah, I might look some more for images, but the one with the yellow might work. So.
Okay.
If you need any help with that, by the way, Jeffrey, I don't mind helping you with that, so.
Finding images or?
Yes, finding images, yeah.
Oh, I'd be happy to have other suggestions for images.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can find and I can always just, attach the files and you can see what you think, but, you know.
Yeah.
Make a note.
So, okay, and today's the 14th. We would meet again on the 28th. Oh no, this is the second Wednesday of this month.
Yeah.
So the 4th would be the 28th. Okay.
Yeah.
And then that would be the end. There's nothing scheduled beyond that, but potentially we could schedule, if Jeffrey, you next week are able to get to the UFO piece, we could schedule that on the 28th. Although if we have to go back and forth with the author, that could push it out.
I'm suggesting changes. So,
okay. I
mean, some extra research, but which might take some time.
They're pretty fast and efficient, so they might be able to turn that around relatively quickly, but we wouldn't be able to schedule it.
Also, I have emailed Mense, but I've had nothing back, not even an acknowledgement of the email. It's odd email. It's not his name. It's somebody else. So I kind of wonder if, you know, there's a kind of hic on his end. You know,
if the email is Thon Bell, T-H-O-N-N, I think that's what it is. That is him.
Okay.
So he might just be.
Yeah.
Well, we run into
I'll try another email then. I'll try another email.
Yeah, well, we run into this all the time. You know, this is the kind of thing. That's why I kind of said, you know, there's some pieces where you ask for revisions and you might not hear back for like 6 months.
I'm only asking him to look at two tiny little things inside the poems. So he really has nothing to, you know, otherwise I'd sort of accept thing. So I don't know what the problem is.
Human psychology, Jeffrey. People, you know, just, they say, oh, they want me to look at something. I'll look at it, you know, 6 months from now, you know. No, we've run into this with people, and you know, it's just the back and forth over these little things. Annie Blake, what do we want to do with her?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was a solid piece, but it was large, right? So
well, I think she, because we've done this before, like we did this with Stephanie, yes, when we had her little novel about demons, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What we did was we just published a short excerpt and then we had like from, you know, for the whole thing, click here for the whole PDF. And I think Annie kind of wants it to be in that format where it's like, you know, we could publish, you know, push like one poem up and then say, oh, for the rest of the text, click here for this PDF. So we could do that again, but it's just a matter of, you know, and she didn't sound like she necessarily, she wasn't opposed to putting it in print, but she was more interested in putting it online. Okay. So we could schedule that.
We did her last piece, wasn't it like last December, I think,
right? Something like that. I can't remember the date at this point.
Did she write a review of a film, the movie?
Yes.
Okay, she did that too. But then we had published some of her poems just before then. So let's schedule it. I mean, you need to have the time, and we need to have the time to format the PDF too.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking at November at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just look at my calendar here. Hang on a second. Because we're scheduled through, it looks like we're scheduled through late October, at least the 28th. Is there anything beyond the 28th?
No.
Not that I can see.
So the first possible time would be November 2nd is what it looks like to me. Does that sound all right? Or that's the Monday after. Day before election.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
November 2nd. So do we want to look at November 2nd, November 9th? I mean, maybe November 2nd. But
does that give you enough time though? Because you said you're pretty busy right now.
Well, I'm not, it's not like I have to ask her to do any revisions or anything. It's just a matter of putting it in that format. And I know you and I have been through that before. So hopefully that was the whole reason I put that one post out about the steps that were involved, because I thought, okay, I don't want to keep, you know, pestering you about how to do it.
Right.
Or, you know, 'cause we'll do it together and then I'll forget and I'll go, damn it, what did we do last time?
Right. Yeah. And with the PDF, we have a template and we worked with that. And I think you worked with that as well.
I can go back to that.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I have any last minute questions, I can ask you to just look at it and make sure that I'm not insane or whatever.
I'll be available for sure for that.
So the PDF has like a Metapsychosis banner at the top or something?
Yeah, it does. It's it has like a little header, and the styles, the font and the headings are defined.
It's just a matter of making sure that all the spacing and everything is exactly as they put it in. Normally PDF, that shouldn't be a problem because it just takes it from the Word doc and it just, you know, memorializes it, if you will, but it doesn't always work out that way. So,
right. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's stuff that just, you know, one just has to fiddle to get it.
And I have the new version of Pages now, because I think I had an old version before and that was part of the problem too. So
Pages is pretty good, I'd say. Okay, so shall we schedule that for the week of the 2nd?
Yeah, we can do that. As long as I know it's on my plate, I will get it done.
Okay. And, you know, that's a big piece. So if we only have one thing that week, that might be fine. I think that...
Okay. So I'll shoot for that for November 2nd. And then whatever we do beyond that, I know we've all been talking about putting our own pieces in as well. So I have to...
But if you had small changes for Andrea's poems, could potentially go up that weekend.
Oh, that's another one. Right. So we can... why don't we...
On the 4th, which is the Wednesday... Mm-hmm.
That's right. One question, Bridget. What's the title of Annie's collection?
Let me take a look real quick. let's see. Did she put in our submissions or did she put it in the cloud?
I think she sent it just before we posted the submissions. She may have even just emailed them.
I'll find it right now. Hang on one second. I'm on it.
All right. I'm tracking it down too.
I want to say the word saints is in it somewhere, but I can't quite remember. Let's see. Let me scroll up here.
Is it Stadium Spiritus Sancti?
Yes. Excuse me. Goodness. Annie Blake. Yeah, here we go. Studium Spiritus Sancti. Yes, that's the one.
Studium.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I'm going to add that to the calendar right now. Okay. And then, Jeffrey, with regard to Andrea's poems,
light on.
We want to move on, shall we? Anything else on Annie Blake?
No, I think that's good. I love the title.
Yeah. hold on. I'm having trouble adding this. Well, I'll come back and add this to the site in a second.
I can't see it showing up on my version. But...
yeah. Sorry, technical glitch. Just 1 second. Oh, screw it. Okay. So, Andrea. I don't have any. I have maybe one place where I would suggest a different word. Mm-hmm. The question for me was more just sort of holding, like weighing the pieces. You know, if like I were kind of holding them in my hands and getting a sense for their, you know, their dimension, you know, their dimensionality or their just their sense of the sense of what they feel like tangibly. They're very carefully written poems, I think, and so there's not a question of sort of sloppiness or questioning what's intended in the pieces. They're relatively spare, I think. Something ethereal about them. The common thread I understand to these poems is the spiritual experience or the spiritual awakening or opening. There's all often, like as with any theme in poetry, whether it's love or beauty or what have you, there's, I think, how to say something originally and how to say something uniquely, you know, and authentically is always the challenge, because it's been said a thousand times over. I try to kind of relate to the poetic consciousness, like the individual, the voice, the person, and like discern whether the words are conveying a sense of who they are and what they're about and what their particular being and their way of seeing and feeling is. I like these poems because I like Andrea, and I like Andrea because the quality of who she is, I think, shines through. Let me restate what I just said, because it's not just that I'm trying to differentiate between knowing the person and knowing the poet and evaluating the poetry insofar as that's what we're doing. And not to let one color the other, but I can't at the same time pretend that I don't know her. So what I am feeling is that these are sort of aspects or layers or sides of Andrea that I didn't know before. I hadn't come into contact with. And so what are they saying to me? I like the animal presences in the poems when she says that she identifies with the sleek, the wolf, or the snake in a later poem. I'm taking these kind of as a collection. I like that she has a certain amount, like use a kind of the spiritual words for something like a new world or love, the word love, grace, being the one, the great mother is mentioned here, the one great love and the capital letters. It's hard to not use them ironically, and it's hard, and she doesn't use them ironically. Shri Aurobindo does this all the time too. I mean, he uses these concepts and kind of folds them into his poetry, but they are like abstract in a way too. And so if there isn't more of a intimacy that comes through other aspects of the poem, then those could easily not work. And my like hesitation around the poems was just that: is there enough like of intimacy and of like the more a concrete, you know, aspect that is here beyond just the spiritual terms. And I feel like that they are. I feel that they are here, and that like I get a sense of who Andrea is because her faith, like her practice, her path is an intimate part of her person, and I think it becomes part of her poetics. And I feel comfortable publishing these. I don't have any like edits in particular to suggest. I think the poems speak for themselves. I like them. I like their presence. I like their quality of presence. The only one little piece that I would suggest, the word, is where she talks about the Great Mother. And I would just maybe suggest that she changes that to Our Great Mother. The lines are, so each one of us, this is in the poem, sorry, a new, in the singular place, in this singular place. The last stanza, so each one of us, in those two infrequent moments, beholds and weaves and makes visible the tapestry of creation, the garment of the Great Mother in its infinite shimmering hues, and in the dark folds of the cloth where we hide or dance, dream or sing, sleep or awaken. I thought there's already kind of a lot that's objective there. And since she's speaking of us, I think the relationship of Our Great Mother would maybe make that a bit more intimate than the Great Mother. Feels kind of an abstract, big kind of mama out there. I'm not sure I have anything more to say or right now. I'd rather maybe hear what you guys think. Jeffrey, you've particularly read them. And does what I'm saying make sense? Because I'm struggling a bit to articulate.
I so enjoy working with you on these things because your insights are so gorgeous on text.
I'm struggling to say what I feel.
I think it's very, very good. And even, you know, I'm still feeling my way in the process of sort of how do you respond to a poem as an editor or as somebody who's looking at a poem with a view towards publishing or correcting it or modifying it. So I get this idea that it's more about what the poem does, how the poem speaks to you, than it has to do with individual words or things like that. Although sometimes there are individual things that one can focus on, right? But in general, I tend to react to the poem as a whole rather than individual pieces. But I have to say that, I did some work with Andrea on these pieces because I felt that some of the images were a bit too, you know, as you say, some of these images have been worked over so many times that certain phrasings are almost come across as trite because they've been so used. So I sort of encouraged her to change some of those things to make them a little bit fresher. But she didn't accept all my suggestions. She did some of them, but you could see from the chit chat when it went in that she said yes, yes, and then when it went in, she said no, wait a moment. But so I did work with her on that level. I like this idea of the intimacy and the animal elements too. I don't know what I might do is tell her that we are interested in publishing the poems. They could go in as they are with the small changes that you suggested if she accepts it, which I think she probably will, but she might want to take a look at the poems and see if she can enhance these things that you've identified, Marco, intimacy in particular, I think, or as a way of maybe tweaking the poems. But it's just an idea. I don't know. Does that make sense?
I think so. I mean, I didn't... How do I put this? Like when you use the word love, it's so hard for that word to simply signify what you mean for it to signify. Like you have to create the impression or the feeling of love through your imagery, through your sound, through the form of the words on the page, etc. Because the word is almost hollowed out, you know, by... But then when you do use the word love, it could be, if despite all that, you're able to use it in a powerful way, then that's, that's great. That's an achievement. Like anywhere though, I think where, and I do this myself, but I tend toward the ironic what I don't want to do is kind of make that a standard and say that one couldn't use the word love or use the word like one spirit or whatever. But I think what counts is kind of the quality of how one does so and, you know, what one is carrying, what those words are carrying. Like, because a word has to kind of do something in the poem. It has to do its part, you know, it's each word, each line does something, and if it doesn't, then it shouldn't be there. So I would ask her, like, what are they doing, maybe, like, just to reflect on it. I think I would be okay publishing them, but for her own poetic development, I think it would be a good thing just to bring awareness to that, and like to say one great love. Does that actually convey, or is it a shortcut that you're taking that maybe diminishes the potential sort of depth of the poem that you would get if you refrained from using that phrase and instead took the sort of like that sort of says that pause, like that place where you don't have the word, as an invitation into like another sort of layer of the poem, like another image, another gestalt of concrete sensational sort of sensation invoking writing, because one great love by itself doesn't quite can bring that concrete quality, I think, which is really present in a lot of the other parts of her work, like the snake, the wolf, that the doorstep delivery was another one that I thought was really, says a lot, almost about her soul, you know, and about this sort of relationship that she has with her own soul. I thought it was really touching. And then, you know, I almost want to just, if we were maybe to have another conversation, we could just talk poem by poem. Like this would be good maybe to bring Andrea in a writing group or something, like a writing session. That might be a better way to approach it than just as an editorial discussion. But I would invite her to reflect, and at the same time, like we could maybe at the next meeting, or in a couple of meetings after she's gotten some, you know, she's received the feedback, we could return to like the question of publishing and scheduling and when. Because I think it's a matter not of if, but when.
Yeah.
But the question then sounds to me like whether or not you're, because I'm kind of hearing two things here. One seems to be like, okay, she could develop these further along these kinds of lines. The other thing I'm hearing is sort of like, I'd be okay to publish them as they are, but maybe she could use this for future development. So I guess it's kind of what's the message there? I mean, is it just like, let's make these suggestions and then say, you know, we'll publish these, but you know, you might want to think about these things, or is it change these things before we want to publish them?
Well, I mean, the thing is like if a poem, like a poem has its own organic unity, right? So if she can't remove those, you know, change it, and that's just what the poem is, then, and given the poems as a collection, then I imagine we could publish them.
Okay.
And then on the other hand, if she were to say, well, let me see what I can do and try, you know, what do you think of this? And it were to do something differently that were, you know, that were a development beyond what these are, then we could say, okay, well, let's publish those instead. And they would be, you know, more of like a result of the feedback process.
So then what Jeffrey should be doing is saying, you know, making these suggestions and saying, look, are you okay with these or not? If you're not, then we'll publish them as they are. If not, we'll wait for your changes and then we'll publish them. That sounds like that's the...
Yeah, basically yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah.
I just want to make it clear for, you know, what Jeffrey has to convey back to the author.
No, please, that's great because I feel conflicted. I'm conflicted about it, you know, because I feel very tender toward Andrea. So, and I want to nurture the poet in her, and at the same time, like, and I don't want to, it's a delicate process. Like, I don't want to derail it. I want to more nurture it. So, you know, I see this as a kind of an unfolding, you know, like if we have writers who are part of our reading groups and writing groups, and we're all going to grow over time, you know? And so we just have to keep moving forward, and we can't wait for the perfect, you know, our perfect products before we publish. I think we have to see it more developmentally.
Well, I think we need to see it in the eyes of what the person is intending, because if what she's done is she's saying, no, this is the way I meant it, and this is why I meant it this way, then yeah. But if it's not...
And I respect that. And I'd say, okay, let's then I trust you and I trust that.
Yeah. I think there are both things going on there, because she obviously wrote these poems out of particular experiences for the most part, which were spiritual nature. But she seems to be open to the idea of working on them as poems. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been open to do the work with me on them either. So there is a kind of openness to try and make them into something a little bit more powerful, that speaks a little bit more strongly to people. So I think that there is a certain amount of opening there for...
Mm-hmm. I think that's the opportunity, that they could speak more strongly. And I read a piece by her. It was in the Collaboration Journal, the one that came out in spring, or it may have been in a previous one, but she was telling more of the story of her meeting the mother and her encountering Sri Aurobindo. And it was very vivid and it was very concrete. And part of me wants to invite her to bring some more of that into her poetry. Mm. So
yeah, I've been reading she's writing it's kind of a autobiography essentially. So I've been reading, so it's very concrete, you know, it's very intimate, but it's also very concrete. So, yeah.
Okay. Good. Anything else on that then?
No, that's good. Nice. So maybe not that week, depending on how she reacts. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's tentative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm glad we got to do this. I really like this part of the job, even though it's hard. So I guess do we need to resolve the question of what happens beyond November 2nd, or can we defer on that until the next meeting?
Well, I think if we defer on it, then nothing's going to happen that week. Nothing further is going to happen that week, probably. But maybe we'll be able to organize something for the following week, but it's a bit tight.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that we've looked at? I mean, it looks to me like just kind of going back through the submissions that we have, it seems like most things have just been either rejections or they're things that we're just waiting on people to say, yeah, right, well, we'd be interested in this, with certain changes, but we haven't necessarily heard back, or they say, oh yes, I'll make changes, and then we haven't heard back. So what's the idea? Is the idea is that we want to publish something every week through December 31st, or is there, you know, just trying to get a sense of where we're, what we're driving at?
I think that was the idea, not necessarily through the 31st, maybe through mid-December or so.
Okay. So that would be, let me think. Okay, so if we get Annie, look, just argument's sake, if we get Annie Blake November 2nd, then we're looking at the 9th, 16th, 23rd, 30th, 7th, 14th. So we need roughly six more things.
So, okay, well, I mean, one thing that can happen, I could finish reading this and we could start on this, See You in Our Dreams. The other thing, which we didn't mention, is Consciously Evolving Language, Lisa Murawski's, which we're doing discussions on currently. And, you know, those would need to be adapted. The texts from her, yeah, her manuscript would need to be adapted. But it's possible that that could begin to happen at that time. I need to speak with her, actually, about that.
Yeah, is she... Because she needs to adapt. I don't know if she has the time to do the work, though, for this time. Because otherwise it falls on you.
Or me, good.
But, I mean, you know, we're both heavily engaged in other stuff, so that's tricky.
Yeah.
It's always the problem.
Well, it's an option. Another option is the blog. I have a couple pieces which I haven't yet written, but that I've conceptualized for the blog. And they're really just promoting other people's work, just things that are out there. Authors who we've worked with or I've worked with. So that's something that I could confidently say I could get a blog post ready by then. And I could have it, if our next meeting is in a couple of weeks, although these next couple of weeks are going to be busy, it's an option. Like I could schedule that writing time. Let me not commit to it now. Let me just say that it's a possibility, to get the blog going. But as for other submissions,
even that is a long way from 6 weeks worth of stuff.
I'm sorry. I mean,
we need to roll it back a little bit in terms of what we're committing to. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, because we're also talking about, I think one of the things that was on the table was the things that the four of us, I know Mary's not here right now, but the four of us were talking about submitting as possible things to fill in with that, those weeks. And so I'm going to ask you, Marco, I mean, I have one novella that's published under Cothonia Books, and I have one that's coming out. Do you, you know, I'm questioning the validity or the wisdom of putting sections of that as part of something that we could publish. Or is that just too misleading because it's saying, yeah, go this, buy this novel here. You know what I mean?
I don't think so necessarily. So are you imagining like chapters of the novel, or?
It would have to be because the works are done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, I mean, unless you wanted me to write something that was sort of like the discussion of those works or something.
No, I mean, well, are there like chapters that are all like semi-standalone, or are you thinking more the whole thing, like serializing?
I don't know that I'd want to do the whole thing just because it's out there, but I don't know. I mean, it would just be, I have to go back and look at it to see what might stand alone. Mm-hmm. But it might be one of those things that's kind of, you know, here's certain sections of it and here's where the rest of it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if that really fits the purpose of what we're doing. Because normally it's like, we'll have like a teaser and then I'll be like, yeah, here's the rest of it right here, you know? So.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. If it's sort of like, if it's a satisfying reading experience and then, mm-hmm. you know, you can, one, a reader can read the, buy the book to read more.
Right.
That,
okay.
I mean, that happens all the time. Like that, a magazine will publish a chapter or a section or like a vignette or something like from a novel, and then, you know, many readers will just read that, but others will want to read the whole book. And if you're selling it, that's fine. But I haven't read it. Is this the Morgan Diaries or the...
It's both, actually. There's Maeve, which I know Mary was talking about doing a review. I don't know if she's gotten around to it. I don't know if, Jeff, if you ever got to read it, but...
I have a copy, but I haven't got to read it yet.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, I know. We've got so many things going on. It's hard to do. But the Morgan timelines should be done... See, it's going to depend on when... Ingram can get it out because they're behind because of COVID. They're behind in their publishing schedule, and I'm gonna have to fight with them over certain things. But I mean, I'm happy to take excerpts from that and say, okay, if this is interesting to people, then yeah, this is what's coming out, and this is where they can get a hold of it. But I probably editors should try to decide whether or not. You know, what I'm putting out is interesting enough by itself as a standalone. You know, I have my own view of it, but that's one of the things. I mean, I have my view of it. I've been looking at it in case of the Morgan timelines, I've been looking at it for 30 years. So I have my own view of it, but that doesn't mean that's going to be how other people see it. They may be like, well, yeah, this doesn't tell me anything.
Or you need a second reader.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what I've been trying to find. But because this one is much longer than Maeve is very short. It's a novella. Like most people have told me, they read it like in an afternoon at the beach or something, you know. Morrigan Timelines is 90,000 words. So it's much longer. So, I don't know. But I don't mind putting like teaser excerpts out or something like that, if that's something to help fill in. You know, as long as that's something you're okay with doing.
I'm okay if somebody can read the piece and get something out of it, you know? And if there's more, that's all the better. So in a way, maybe it's like becomes a sort of internal submission that you make. And then we can, like one of us could be readers. There could be somebody else just in the E-zone who could who could read it.
That's opinion, yeah.
Offer an opinion before it goes up. Right. Before we commit to putting it out. Yeah.
I think that's just good peer review practice, right?
No, it definitely is, yeah. I mean it's so maybe I'll try to go through and hang on, let me just make some notes here. I keep making
it goes with the sort of cooperative philosophy of the Metapsychosis as well. So I think it dovetails very, very nicely with the rest of the what we're doing here. So,
yeah, and it's the thing about both of these is that they're kind of, as I was explaining to somebody the other day, I said my novel style tends to be collage. So it's kind of like it's putting mm-hmm. together. I've seen this done. I mean, Philip Tremblay does it. There's another one that I read called Radcliffe Hall that was kind of like, or no. Radcliffe Hall, was that what it's called? Wildcliffe Hall? Yeah, it's not Radcliffe. That's a much older novel. but there's a sense of you're getting the point of view of different people on what's going on. So, you know, okay, here's the point of view of this individual and this one. And they're kind of put together in almost a diary format. Like that's the way that I tend to do novel or novella. And, you know, and eventually you get together with the pieces and eventually it does come together in the end. But, you know, and some people really like that. And other people, I've had other people read it and they go, I didn't like this. I had to jump to the end because I had to know what was going on. I don't like the structure. It's too disconcerting for me. So, you know, it may just be dependent on what people like, but that's kind of the formatting that I use. So in thinking about that, I'm like, how well does that fit in with what we're doing in metapsychosis, you know, where you want to have a substantive piece that gives people an idea, enough of an idea that they say, okay, you know, I need to know more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. So why don't you post, can you post something? Can you share it?
Yeah, I just made a note. So I will do it. I'll try to do it. I'm not going to say this week necessarily, but maybe in the week following I can post something.
Okay. So that's one potential, stream, you know, of content that can come in. I'm still working on Brian George's manuscript. I mean, the manuscript is complete, actually, and I'm working on formatting it and the artwork. And he's got a ton of stuff. That's something else that we could draw on. If possible, I'd like to finish that this fall. Be able to publish it. So that's something I have to sort of enter into the process. But that's just as another option. Mary said she would have a review. She's not here, but we could ask if she thinks she could work that in the next few weeks.
Yeah, which was a review of Bridget's book, right?
Right.
So I think that would work.
Oh, was it? Okay, cool. I didn't know that's what it was, but okay.
Yeah, and I have poetry I could submit. I've wanted to record it as well and do video and stuff, but I still wanted to do that. So it may or may not come together before the beginning of November. So I don't want to commit to that.
Stuff, it may be okay if you do it closer to December, you know?
Yeah. Man, I don't know if we're going to be able to fill the calendar today, but if we have these options.
Sounds like we might have not fill sort of second or third week of November, and then we'll play it by ear for after that.
Yeah. For me too, my busiest time is going to be up until about November 15th, and then I'm going to be completing a project that's been hanging like an albatross this last year. I think my home situation is going to be much better. So I'm looking forward to having a lot more time. Of course, that could not pan out, but there's always something that comes in, but to fill the gap. But I feel okay with where we're at. But I've been playing this, I've been improvising the whole time. And I've always been, as you know, Bridget, we've always been just doing things kind of at the wire.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, and we'd like to, I mean, part of the idea was to get beyond that, to make it more ahead. So I don't want to revert to old patterns either.
Well, I think we're actually in a pretty good space because at least we've got enough stuff for October, maybe through the beginning of November. And, you know, we've got more people on board. We've got a process. We've got all this stuff sort of sorted out. So it's just that we don't necessarily have enough good stuff, you know, or stuff that we need people to do work on that, you know, and that's always the wild card there because people don't always do things in the time frames that we would like them to do. You know, we look at it and we say, yeah, can you revise this? And they're like, yeah, I'll take a look at it. And then like, you know, I'm just thinking of how long Wendy took with that, see what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that took over a year. to get all the revisions and all that. And just kind of bearing those kind of experiences in mind, you know, that makes it, if you don't have enough solid pieces where you say, yeah, we want to publish these for the next, you know, 3 months or whatever, that makes it that much more difficult, because you've got these people who it's like, yeah, you know, you're hoping that they're going to make the revisions and you can publish it within your time frame, but it may not be until the next cycle. So
yeah, we can't count our chicks before they hatch,
right.
So
that's been part of, that's the reason we're kind of back in this space, but at least we know what to do in this space.
Yes, when in doubt.
Don't mind me, I always worry a bit when, you know, when things aren't planned out, aren't certain out beyond a certain horizon, I start to get panicky, you know, so.
Yeah. You know that feeling, yeah. Jeffrey, I really do. And that's kind of the way I feel in my general job, but you know how life is. It's just
yeah.
The best laid plans, you know?
Well, yeah. Too, we are publishing podcasts every week. Jeffrey, mm-hmm. You and Bridget, you're...
Yeah. I'm every other week.
You're every other, but I mean, between the two of you, we're publishing something every week, and we have group events going on virtually every week. Yeah, at least a couple things each week. So it's not like things are going dead. It's more just these features.
Yeah.
So a few haven't come together, but I think that we have options. And if there's nothing to feature, we could always feature one of the podcasts. You know, give it more prominence as a kind of pointer to the whole series. We could feature something that was previously published but didn't get, you know, a lot of attention at the time. There's a lot of pieces that are published but they never get any discussion, and we could maybe spark, you know, some conversation on something that was previously published, like revive it and promote it too. You know, put it out on Twitter and Facebook and wherever. I think you're right, Bridget. We are in a good place. We have work that's in development, but we have a lot of work that's in the can that just we never really properly even promoted. So if we want to bring attention, you know, if we want to have something to put out, then we can draw on that as well, I think. Mm. And Jeffrey, you have your novel, and we'll get more to it, I think, next year, but
I think the novel, it's on my, because you already gave me feedback and I need to write based on your feedback, and then so that's on the front of my plate as soon as I get through stuff, so.
Okay, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
I also have a short piece that I'm thinking about for next year, in a few months, right? So
yeah, really, it's not far off.
Not that far.
Because I have a student who just finished her PhD, and there's a PhD which had a kind of a spiritual focus, but in the academic literature, it's very hard to talk about that kind of stuff. So I sort of threw the idea through her that we might think about writing something for metapsychosis that deals with this project. So I'm not quite sure what that'll look like, but... it's a initiative that I'm working on.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm okay then for now. Anything else we should talk
about? Soon, because I have another thing at 7, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I think we're okay through the end of the month, and we're going to meet again before the end of the month. So we can chat and then figure out, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe through the E-zone and stuff, if we can sort out some of these things. If I can have something to submit before then, I can let people know that it's submitted, put it in the submissions table. And then, and then Annie Blake, yeah, I'll see about her, because I think she's the first one. Yeah, and then we'll just see where it goes from there.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good meeting. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Good to see all you. Okay.
All right. Bye, Bridget. Bye, Jeffrey. Okay. Bye, Mary.